If you have a question, please press star one on your touch-tone phone at this or any time. If at any point your question is answered, you may remove yourself from the questioning queue by pressing star two. Questions will be taken in the order they are received. We do ask that when you pose your question, that you pick up your handset to provide optimum sound quality. Please hold while we poll for questions. Our first question comes from Mr. Ben Theurer with Barclays.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you very much, and good morning. Congrats on the results. First question I had, I guess it's for Marcus. Could you clarify what your stand is currently in regards to the BRF stake? I think I understood it somehow, but I might be mistaken, something around consolidating or not consolidating, and how do you plan to work strategically with BRF or not, by incorporating it or not into your financials going forward, just given also the nature of the change you've just done to from marketable securities into an asset. Thank you. That's the first question.
Good morning, Ben. First of all, that consolidation is a required rule by the CPC. Numbers 15 and 36. And that's done after the board has approved it. So this will be in place in the second quarter of 2022 after the new board is elected. I hope I've answered your question. This is an accounting rule, and it is required that it's done that way.
Yeah, perfect. And then maybe just looking into it and to understand a little bit the commentary, Tim, for you on seeing the first quarter better on a year-over-year basis. And clearly we've seen January, February doing significantly better, but it's come down a bit in March on the profitability side. What are you seeing more in the short term for the remainder of the first quarter, and how do you feel about the cutout levels into 2Q and summer in general?
Yeah, first on Q1, we expect to come in well ahead of a year ago. Margins have compressed a little bit in March, but not any less than what they were last year. Beef prices have come down, and which is a seasonal drop we see into this time of year, and we expect to see prices increasing into the barbecue season going forward. So as we look into 2022, we still expect a very strong year. Won't be the same as last year because we had a lot of tailwind with the backlog of cattle, with the food service restarting, but should be very good low double-digit EBITDA margins for the year are what we expect.
Okay, so low double digit. And then if we put it into perspective with competing proteins, I mean, we're seeing obviously chicken prices have gone significantly up, pork prices as well, elevated as they more immediately reflect the higher grain cost. How do you feel about the higher grain cost that ultimately is going to be fed to the animals or not? I mean, there's a little more flexibility with cattle, but how do you think about beef against the competing proteins, given the cost pressure in the competing protein side, and how do you think beef is going to fare against that, also in light of general inflation?
Well, generally, beef prices aren't impacted all that much by either pork or poultry. Although higher prices for those proteins certainly can't hurt the story for beef values. So we don't see any downside. To your point, the high grain costs typically changes the number of days that are on feed. Cattle end up being on grass a little bit longer before they come to the feedlot. So there's a little bit of an adjustment in the flow of cattle, but overall it doesn't affect the supply. The cattle that are out there are already on the ground. At least we have visibility for the next 2.5 years.
Okay, perfect. And if, in South America, my last question, I'll promise it. That one's, I guess, for Miguel. If you look into the Brazilian market in particular right now, the domestic market, it continues to face the challenges of very high cattle prices, ultimately driving those high beef prices, and we've seen profitability somewhat impacted. How do you think about the cattle cycle going forward? When do you think there's going to be some sort of relief on the supply side, and when should margins normalize in South America, particularly in Brazil?
Hi, good morning, Ben. Yeah, what we see in the first quarter 2022 already is more constant supply. In 2019, 2020, and 2021, there was a decrease in slaughter here in Brazil. So that's now left behind us, and in 2022, supply has gone back to normal, and we have stable prices. On the other hand, in 2021, there were some events that had huge impact on our business. In the first quarter, we had restricted cattle supply in Brazil, a drop in close to 13% in the first quarter. In the last quarter, for the past 101 days, we had a delisting between Brazil and China. So exports to China were out of Brazil's radar. But in 2022, things will still be challenging in terms of domestic sales. And that challenging domestic scenario is offset by the food services, which are doing quite well after the pandemic. Marfrig has 13 plants in South America, and we can export to China, and we account for 12.5% of beef exports to China. So that has a huge impact for us, that high demand. So obviously, we won't have the same problems we had last year. And we have some interesting possibilities for beef in China at the moment.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Muito obrigado. Ciao.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1. The next question comes from Mr. Carlos Laboy with HSBC.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. I was hoping you could expand for us a little bit more on both your operating strategy and your capital strategy going forward as pertains to BRF. Thank you.
Hi, good morning, Carlos Eduardo. This is Pozzello. In terms of our capital structure concerning BRF, the company is not allowed to disclose any information before the board election. So we're not allowed to disclose anything about that before the 28th. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, this concludes today's question and answer session and thus concludes Marfrig Global Foods SA conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation and have a nice day.